The reading for this evening comes from the book of Acts. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace.
The following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the gate by the river, where there was supposed to be a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to a woman who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Open our hearts, Lord. Fill us with your love. Grant us strength and courage. Remove our hard-heartedness and turn us always to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, who amongst you can recite from memory the third stanza of the Apostles' Creed? How about I get you started? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Okay, now the second part. What is the Vasis Das? What is that? Who can recite Luther's third explanation for the stanza? Okay, I'll get you started to get out. This one might be a little tougher. It's, I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But instead, the Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy and kept in the true faith. Just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in this Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. Come on, it's only five sentences. I believe by my own power and understanding, the Christian church keeps in the keeps it with Jesus Christ in one common true faith. One sentence. You gotta love German. Mark Twain jokes that he was at a lecture one time and it was in German, and the speaker got up there and he went outside for a cigar, and when he came back in, the guy was just ending his first sentence. That's German for you. Plus, it may, since you had to memorize it years ago, it may have changed a little bit with the updating of the translation. But basically, what Luther is saying is that I cannot make a decision for Christ, not on my own. We don't just wake up one morning and say, I believe in God. It's not a choice that we are able to make. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit that's working through us, calling us, teaching us about God and his word, Jesus Christ. For some of us, the word varies, doesn't it? Or I mean, the way the Holy Spirit works. For some, it's our parents brought us to a church when we were an infant and had us baptized and then kept dragging us every Sunday morning. Some of us were dragged to church, right? I wasn't the only one, was I? But yeah, and then for others, it's later on in life. But some, at some point, the Holy Spirit works through you and says, you know, works through you, tells us the story, and it tells us also to tell that story and to teach other people about God, just like how the Holy Spirit worked through Paul to tell all those people about Christ. Our reading, I should have said, well, this was Paul. I think it was Paul speaking or one of his associates talking about this journey that they went on. A few weeks ago, we heard Paul tell his story and how he was actually literally knocked off of his high horse, in more than one way, actually. Jesus appeared to him And I'm going to venture a guess that probably this is about 10 to 20 years after Jesus was actually crucified, was buried, rose again, and then ascended into heaven. Paul wasn't there at the crucifixion. It was later on that Jesus appeared to Paul. Paul was actually a Christian hunter. he was a devout Jew, and he was hunting down all these early Christians because, well, they were, you know, they're being heretics. They're talking about this Jesus guy being the Son of God. That's not possible. He was even putting Christians to death because he thought that they were leading people away from God. Until one day, Jesus appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. But Paul didn't just experience God and then go, okay, I'm going to go out and start preaching. It wasn't Jesus just showed up and said, you know, you need to start doing this. Paul didn't experience God and then go out and start preaching. Just like even the disciples, they didn't just start preaching, did they? They walked around with Jesus for 3 years. They heard Jesus tell these stories and do all these miraculous healings and to forgive the sins. So Paul, after he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, was actually struck blind. And when he traveled on to Damascus, he met a man there, a Christian named Ananias, who told Paul all about the good news of Jesus Christ. And then something like scales fell from Paul's eyes, he could see, and then he was baptized. And then he began to testify that Jesus is the Son of God. Paul then traveled all over the Mediterranean world, preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, which is where we meet him today. He's on one of his mission trips. He went, you know, kind of, he was a missionary. He was spreading the word. And he went to Philippi, which today is part of northern Greece. In later years, Paul would actually send a letter back to the people in Philippi, the ones that had started a church, and we call that letter the letter to the
Philippians,
yeah. And there, while he's in Philippi, Paul meets this woman named Lydia, who hears him preaching, and the Lord opens her heart, and she listens eagerly. And then she heard that good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. She heard about that love of God and about grace and forgiveness. And then she and her whole household were baptized. The book of Acts talks about the work that the disciples did after Jesus went into heaven, ascended into heaven. Acts, a little history for you, is actually like part two of the Gospel of Luke. It was the same writer. The first story of the Gospel of Luke, that's the story of Jesus. And then Acts is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, which is what happens afterwards. How this early Christian church took root, and then eventually spread throughout the world. It is a story of how the message of Christ's love is shared with others. It tells us how the Holy Spirit called, enlightened, and sanctified those early people. The challenge for us is to see how the Holy Spirit calls, enlightens, and sanctifies us and the rest of the world so that we too can be a light in the darkness. And we can preach to that world that daily the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine, yours, the entire world's. And on the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise us and give all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. Amen.